My next guest is on the line. She is Hayley Schwartz. She is an educational psychologist, and we're going to talk about something we don't often talk about, which is failure. When a child fails a grade, what does that do to their self-esteem, and how can you help them cope with such an event? Hayley Schwartz, thank you for chatting to me on Chai FM this afternoon.
Thank you for having me.
So, Hayley, this is a tough subject to discuss. When a child hears that they failed the grade, what emotions are the most common ones, and why is it such a big deal for them emotionally?
So, failure is a loaded term for all of us, and it would affect, no child wants to, or no person in that effect would like to fail at anything in life. So one would have to understand their developmental stage, their emotional regulation skills, mindset, and the environment that they're in to understand how it affects them, their views of failure, and how they deal with it, so to speak. And it would affect with the kids, with younger children, what happens is they feel failure feels very personal. Their thinking is still very much black and white. So if they mess up, they often jump straight to, I'm bad at this, or something is wrong with me. They don't yet have the ability to separate the mistake from their own identity. Then, as the kids get older, they start to understand failure in a more balanced way. They can say, okay, that was hard, or I didn't study enough for this. But even then, the emotional system is still developing. Big feelings like frustration, embarrassment, or disappointment can hit fast and hard because the part of the brain that helps manage emotions is still growing. So it really depends where they are developmentally, but either way, it's a very tough thing for them to learn how to get through.
I guess that makes a whole bunch of sense what you are saying. As one gets older, one begins to differentiate between the failure and the result of the failure. But how does failing a grade affect a child's self-esteem, especially when they compare themselves to their peers?
Well, it so with the younger children, because they're still very egocentric, they it for them they take it on very personally. So with their self-esteem, they see themselves as stupid. And then how that might play out with their peers is they might become a bit more aggressive with their friends. They because children show disappointment or sadness differently to adults. And they would then also maybe isolate themselves. So a social little kid, you might see them sitting by themselves at break rather. Whereas teenagers, on the other hand, so fitting in socially because they are forming their identity is very, very important. So a sense of failure to them could seem like all or nothing. Socially, because it might separate them from their peers who are moving up a grade if they're failing a grade.
Sure.
And that's why it's so important that one has the right adult support to help them through this and change their mindset to a mindset of growth, where they can rather see failure not as a term that means that they can't, it's dangerous and they can't change their situation, but more of a term where they can see, okay, this is something I can learn from, it's changeable and I can adapt.
So let's just talk about the parents for a moment in terms of the signs that they should be aware of in terms of identifying that their child is going through an issue like that. You mentioned one already. You spoke about aggression. You said aggression in younger kids. What signs should parents be looking out for?
So with younger children, the aggression, the because they're going to feel they're not able to verbalize as well as adults and older children. So they're not sure what's going on. They might, like I said, they might withdraw. Their aggression might be more than usual. They might not be able to, they might have more tantrums because things might upset them more easily because they're already feeling not so great about themselves. And with adolescents, you'd see them, their anxiety coming out more with things that they might think they're able to control. Like they might want to be overly concerned about their appearance or other ways of fitting in more with their peers, or they want to avoid school. Yeah. This is for younger children as well. And also withdrawing socially for the adolescents. And adolescents are also, because with their brain development, they're also very emotional, as the limbic system in the brain, the different parts that are connected are very, they're still developing that time, and they're going through a whole reconnection process then. So their inhibition is still, the part of the brain that's responsible for inhibition and risky behavior is still developing. And so they might do things that they normally wouldn't while they're feeling emotional. So supervision is very, very important, especially for adolescents, that there's someone there for emotional support and just monitoring their behavior.
So in terms of a parental reaction, how much does that influence the way a kid perceives the situation? In other words, what should parents avoid saying or doing?
So parents should try, first of all, normalize mistakes. So instead of the children getting the reports and bringing it home and going, oh, this is shocking, I'm sure you're the only one who's gotten this bad mark, or you failed at this, it's just saying, okay, something's happened, we need to learn from it. I can see this means you were struggling in something. So it's just normalizing and saying, you know, we all make mistakes. We all have areas we need to work on. We'll sort this out. And also praising the effort, not the outcome. So if they look at the mark and go, this is shocking, rather than saying, you know what, I know you worked very, very hard on this. I'm proud of your effort. Let's see if there's another way we can tackle this, rather. And still commending them on their effort and how they approached it is very, very important. And they need to, what adults often forget is we are often modeling how children should behave. And so when we start shouting at their report and, you know, getting cross, we're showing them we can't regulate disappointments ourselves. And that's when a failure to someone seems very dangerous. So as soon as an adult takes a step back, has a breath, and is able to show them, listen, this isn't what we wanted for you, but it's all right. Then the child can see, okay, you know, this isn't something that we need to worry about. We can grow from this.
Final question for you, Hayley.
There are things.
Sorry, I've just got a time constraint here. As the year's drawing to an end, I'm just wondering what kind of final advice you would give to parents who want to help their child kind of heal and regain confidence and enter the new year in a fresh manner with hope.
So what parents can do is just try, listen to their kids, validate their feelings, and take it from there, and just work together with their child in knowing this isn't a final say of everything for them. It's just something that they can move on from and learn from. And then if the parent is very confused or not sure what to do, that's when you need to seek the help of a professional.
Hayley, we're going to leave it there this afternoon. Thank you for your input on Chai FM.
Sure, pleasure. Thank you.